Of the presence of representative civil society organisations, academics, and those who are with us online. This concludes the process of a dialogue which has addressed the following topics which are enshrined in the Covenant. These include the constitutional and legal framework, the prohibition of torture, anti-corruption measures, non-discrimination, in particular with respect to the rights of LGBT persons, tackling impunity, freedom and security of the person, gender equality and violence against women, the treatment of persons deprived of their liberty, the elimination of slavery, servitude, and other matters. We've also discussed the participation in public affairs, the rights of minorities, access to justice, the allocation of resources within the judicial system, independence of the judiciary, freedom of expression, the right to peaceful assembly, and other matters. At this point, I would like to remind the delegation that you have the option to provide complimentary information to the Secretariat within 48 hours in the form of a brief memorandum in writing as pursuant to Article 68 of the regulations of this committee, and this will allow the members of the committee to ensure that their assessment is more comprehensive, which will be reflected in the concluding observations. Like my colleagues, I would like to emphasize what has been mentioned about the discussions during this dialogue, which is an example of the commitment to the implementation of our mandate, which seeks to ensure the maximum implementation of the Covenant on the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights in Suriname. And before we conclude, I would like to thank all of those involved in bringing about this dialogue, the team from the Secretariat, represented by Gabriela Habtem, the conference services, the technical team and audio team, the interpretation team, and particularly I would like to recognize my distinguished colleagues, members of the committee, and thank them for their clarity, flexibility, and their determination to ensure that this dialogue has been as constructive as possible. Finally, I'd wish you all a good rest of your days, and I hope that the delegation will have a safe return home. This concludes meeting 4129 of the Human Rights Committee.